This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. On a more serious note, I'm still thinking about that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg hating on each other. Because when you listen to the reasons for hating someone or something, you realize just how stupid they really are. There is too much hate in this country, and it's gotta stop. So join us at iHeart in standing up to it. If you see hate, speak up. Call it out. And you can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate. You
put out. I think both parties want to settle. I think if I wasn't president, this war would have had no chance of settlement, zero chance. But I think we're going to get it settled and stopped. We got to stop. They're losing on average 2,000 soldiers a week. That's a lot of soldiers. Do you agree, Peter?
It's a lot of soldiers on both sides. I agree. Do you, Mr. President, think that Vladimir Putin is taking advantage of the U.S. pause right now on intelligence and military aid to Ukraine?
No, I actually think he's doing what anybody else would do. I think he's, he wants to get it stopped and settled, and I think he's hitting them harder than he's been hitting them. And I think probably anybody in that position would be doing that right now. He wants to get it ended, and I think Ukraine wants to get it ended, but I don't see, it's crazy. They're taking tremendous punishment. I don't quite get it. But I suspect, Michael, he probably wants to get it ended.
He does, Mr. President. The Russians are taking incredible losses on the front. As the president has said, this is a meat grinder of people, of material, of
national. So we are listening to POTUS right now, who is speaking from the Oval Office. That was Mike Waltz there, DNI, who was explaining some of the Russian comments, some of the remarks that the president was making, giving a little bit of context to it. A lot of stuff there and to dive into. Now we're going to reconfigure some things on break because we got a lot of stuff to hit. We obviously the president's address. This is probably going to be ongoing. We're going to dip in and out of it and bring it anything new live as needed, obviously, because it affects the content we're covering on the show. We have headlines on the way. We've got guests today. And if you're a subscriber over at Substack, you know who's coming up on the program today. So we have a lot to get to. We're going to continue monitoring the press conference, but, you know, we do, because, you know, it's never our broadcast. We do have to hat tip to the people who make all of this possible. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to return. We've got headlines on the way, all of that good stuff. So in the meantime, the folks who help bring you the program, who do we have? Because I closed it like a genius. All right, we got headlines on the way. We got to take a quick break. I've seen the amazing changes Relief Factor has made for so many people, and I've seen it firsthand through my husband Chris's pain relief from using Relief Factor. Right now, it's easy to give their product a try because Relief Factor makes it pain-free with their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Get rid of pain and start living better. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate. It's safe to take daily, and in fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Give Relief Factor a try. With their pain-free trial, you can get a three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Get rid of pain and start living better. Give Relief Factor a try. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Americans have fallen behind on their car payments, and it's at the highest rate in decades. Now, we all here at the Dana Show would like for you to know that included not just in this, but also in Financial Times, and it was briefly mentioned in a Wall Street Journal piece that I actually had saved a week and a half ago, that it's the people who are affected. These are they. Nobody's fallen this far behind. The people who are affected got their loans before January 20th, 2025. So that's before Trump was in office. So, Kane, what does that mean?
It wasn't Trump.
It wasn't Trump. And they actually do have the drop on that. So, just saying. More Americans are tapping their 401ks to pay for financial emergencies. Pre-COVID, the average was about 2%. In 2023, it was 3.6. Now it's 4.6. And once again, Kane, when did this measure begin?
Oh, this began under Biden.
Oh, my gosh. It began under Biden. Well under Biden. The reason I'm saying this is because Democrats are trying so hard to make what's coming look like it's going to be just Trump's decision. Even though, keep in mind, the CR is literally just carrying over the Biden financial framework literally for another fiscal year. So you keep that in mind. Dow tumbles 400 points. NASDAQ enters correction as trade policy fatigue ignites a sell-off. And a South Korean Air Force pilot mistakenly bombed a village near a school. Wall Street Journal. Ugh. We got a lot more on the way. POTUS is live in the Oval Office. If you want a post-workout recovery, or maybe you just want to support your overall health, you need to check out Native Path Collagen. You can mix it into anything. It has type 1 and 3 collagen. There's no like fluff in there, no fillers. You're going to enjoy, you'll see the difference. I mean, there's better movement, resilient skin, all of it. And it's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Now, those are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in the body. I mean, it's in your skin, your hair, your nails, your cartilage, your bones, everything. A lot of other brands use like a whole bunch of different, you know, rainbow amount of fibers and fillers, but you really just need, like, for maximum benefits, just 1 in 3. So they keep it super simple. It's a single ingredient collagen, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third party test for any heavy metals. And it's totally flavorless. So you can put it in anything, your coffee, your oatmeal. And because the recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable and it mixes so much better than other brands. So that means no clumping. Right now, when you visit getnativepath.com/Dana, you can stock up on Native Path Collagen. I've never had this much of a discount. 45% off. 45% off. And you get free shipping. Every order has a 365-day money-back guarantee, so try it risk-free. That's getnativepath.com/Dana for 45% off and free shipping.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amen. Big gains for native-born Americans. For the first time in 15 months, the job gains for native-born Americans, for American people, people born in America, exceeded job gains for migrant and foreign-born workers. This is the first time that's happened in more than 15 months. Employment for native-born workers went up by 284,000, while foreign-born workers went down by 87,000. Now, you know, you've heard the same stat where foreign workers were taking up all the jobs or almost all the jobs, in some cases, literally all of the jobs. And now it's 284,000 native-born jobs here, people born in our country, 284,000, while foreign-born workers went down by 87,000. First time that's happened in a long time. So these are incredible numbers, and they're very early. I mean, you know, we're here for 5 weeks, but we have been talking about it since the big win in November.
So POTUS is going through some of the jobs numbers there from the Oval Office. I think he has finished his discussion. He has finished his questions and answers. Just had a few like questions from the press, and he took those. By the way, how weird is it? We're so not used to it. But for the past 4 years, whatever the hell Biden was, we had that. Correct me if I'm wrong here, because I don't want to exaggerate, you know, for any kind of purpose. But did Biden have like a sit down in the Oval Office like that, where he just like took questions from the press? What? Biden, did he sit in the Oval Office and do that?
The hell are you talking about? No, that didn't happen ever.
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 Seriously?
Not once.
That never happened.
I'm pretty sure it never happened. If it did, I really, really forgot about it.
I don't remember it happening. That's why I didn't want to go out and say, well, Biden's never done that, because, you know, I mean, I don't want to like mislead anybody, but
sat there for an hour.
Dude,
and
I gotta
questions?
Be real. Yeah. I don't ever remember him doing that.
Yeah. No.
And just being very frank and comfortable with answering questions.
It makes me laugh that you're even saying that.
Well, it's weird. I mean, it's so weird. It's so weird. I got to explain, and I'm not like, this is not like reaction for show purposes. When I was watching this earlier, because you guys see this, and some of us, you know, because we're nerds and we have no lives, this is our job, is no lives, and we watch this, and that's fine. I like it. But we, day in and day out, like, we're immersed in everything that the White House would say, you know, Trump or even before Biden. And we just got used to not having any answers. I was talking to a friend of mine who works in the White House press corps, and she was saying that, she goes, I've never been busier in my life. And I said, oh, I'm like, well, you know, yeah, you know, new administration. She was like, no, you don't understand. She goes, I filed 7 stories just this morning. And when I talked to her, it was like right after the show. So it was like, you know, 2:30 Central. She's like, I filed 7 stories just this morning. She was like, there's so much happening. She's like, I'm living here at the White House. She said before it wasn't like that. She's like, I mean, I would be just like in the offices of the publication she works at. And she was like, it's so weird, because no one, that was the joke before when Trump was in office, no one was ever at the desk because they were always covering everything that he was doing. And she said, when Biden was in office, you know, we were actually in the newsroom, which, you know, if you're literally part of the press corps, that's not really something, you know, you're usually out covering. Anyway, long story short, we had the realization that we just got trained over those 4 years, especially when you're covering it every single day, that you're just not used to them telling you things. You're used to them not answering questions. You're used to not knowing what the hell is going on, right? Now it's like, you know, too much. I'm pretty sure they use Charmin in the White House, right? I think we all, like, we know everything that's happening. Can I just touch on this one story that came out? And I know that the press is so excited because they think it's fodder. They think, we got something. We got something that we can use to finally divide POTUS from Elon Musk. And they've been looking for something like this for forever. It's this story that came out where, I guess, what is it? There was, while Doge was going through things, They said that the accusation is a sensitive CIA facility was exposed by a property sale mishap. So Doge, apparently, the accusation is that there was the sale of federal properties, and this list of sale of what federal properties have been sold, and it inadvertently kind of released the location of what they said was a sensitive facility in Northern Virginia. And it was described as being previously used by the CIA for training or other intelligence activities. Now, the original article that talks about this does not say the phrase black site. You guys know what a black site is, right? That's usually it's a location in a foreign area. And that's where the CIA takes the baddies. And they have a very, how do I say this? Energetic question and answer session.
Yeah, robust.
Robust, as you would say, Kane. That was an excellent description. Thank you, my friend. Your mastery of the English language is second to none. Robust. A robust question and answer session, you know, for the baddies. Now, the original article, and it's from, I think it's from Bloomberg. Now, Bloomberg, I tend to think, is trash. This is the first of two Bloomberg stories I got to talk about today. They didn't actually say black site. Now, I'm not saying that because they didn't say black site, it doesn't mean black site, but they didn't say black site. But I understand how everyone thinks, because I think like that too. I was immediately like, that's a black site. That was immediately what I thought. I read it and I was like, what's a black site mean? What's it doing here? That was my first thought. Would any jury convict me for just simply speculating? I read it and it didn't say black site, but I was like, it's a black site. I didn't say that to you. I just thought it. You heard my thought. So I'm not claiming it. I just thought it as a question. Now, they're not supposed to have those here. If it, in fact, was that very thing that we were like, about. They're not supposed to have them here. It's like illegal. I don't know what the law is. I just know that it's like apparently not allowed. So it's illegal for that to be here. And I don't know. Maybe they were training it. Maybe they were bringing people here and debriefing them. I don't know. You know, I feel like I should know now, right? Like, I want to know more about this. So now there's all kinds of discussion about transparency. And some people are saying Doge went too far. This is what happens when you have some nerds going through. No. Wrong. This is what happens when you have a rat bastard government because of the people in it, the people leading it, the people running these agencies and acting like they're de facto little monarchs and mini bosses. This is what happens when you have a completely unaccountable, too big to govern government. And there's no accountability and no oversight, and there has been no transparency. It has been weaponized against innocent people, zero accountability, zero transparency. So no, you don't get, for all of those people out there, you don't get to sit back and go, oh, well, see, this is what happens when the people try to hold their government accountable. Blank you. No, you don't get to say that. And even if, in the grand scheme of things, Doge accidentally found a CIA black site. First off, why is the left going, how dare you find that illegal black site? Shame on you. What the hell is wrong with you people? Why are you not going, is that a black site? What is that? Why is that not your first question? Why is the left like, our precious government's under attack? Save them. Why is that their first reaction to everything? My gosh, it's so tiring. It's so tiring. That's their first reaction to literally everything. Meanwhile, us sanies are over here going, we're like that meme. You know, that meme of that, what is, I don't know what animal it is. It's not Arthur, but it's just this weird little meme where the cartoon character is looking kind of sideways. I feel like that right now. That should be the first response. But no, everyone's like, oh, what? How dare you attack it? And then you have all these liberals out there making the jokes that, oh, Doge thought it was code for a DEI project, you know, black site. They try so hard to be funny. And I, you know, the good part of my psyche wants to pat him on the back and go, you tried. But I don't follow through with that. So I don't know. I mean, if it inadvertently exposed something, I just think it's just, again, the article didn't say it, but if it did, why isn't the first question, WTF, what is it doing here? I mean, that seems like that's the bigger question, right?
Somehow that's not journalism to wonder that.
Thou shalt not ask questions of thy government. Now, no, that's the 11th commandment, and it was on the other side of the tablet. You know, a lot of people don't flip that over.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it was like double printed. God was double printing, like before we invented it. It was double sided.
Today you're sold.
You never knew. I know, right? Still black and white, but it was double sided. I mean, it was like mega advances back in the time of printing with the stone tablets. And by the time Moses realized, he's like, wait a minute, there's another, flip it. They already were going crazy. So it was, you know, you got one chance. So I just feel like that's, you know, so now they're using that as a way to attack Doge. Now, again, in the grand scheme of things, even if that was accurate, even if Sage at Doge was, oh, we accidentally uncovered an illegal black site. Sorry, guys. That pales in comparison. First off, that's kind of a whistleblowing thing, but it pales in comparison to anything that the government has done in the past 4 years. Sorry, you guys locked us down in our homes. Redact it off. Okay? Go do something unflattering to your face. No, I'm not having it. And I feel like I'm not alone in that, right? Sort of feel like I've got some company here. But seriously, the black site, let's just let me operate some. If you're going to do something off the books like that, give it to me. I don't want an elected position. I don't ever want to run for office. And I feel really uncomfortable representing anybody who would vote for me. I'm sorry, but I'm questioning you. I just want to be, and I will take it unpaid. Let me be in charge of like torture or something, or going after the, like devising ways to punish baddies. I would be happy with that. I'll do it as a service to my country. Won't even charge. It's for free. We got a lot more on the way. It's Friday. I mean, you guys are like already like a spring break here. Is it time for a spritz? I know you. We got a lot still to get into because coming up, hold on, let me pull this up. We've got John Burke is going to be joining us because Texas is getting, I don't know, Texas, like nobody. You know the meme where it's nobody, colon, and then there's nothing? Nobody's saying anything. Texas. Oh, let's go ahead and make THC illegal. I mean, it's been legal this whole time, but now they're like, you know what? We haven't done enough. I guess they got tired of trying to pass like anti-gun bills. And so now they're going, oh, you know what? Let's try to ban this. Let's ban all the things. So we're going to discuss that coming up. We're also going to get into, we've got Will Held, who's going to be joining us. And he's going to be talking with us a little bit about the BlackRock stuff. We need to keep an eye on that. So we got a lot of stuff to hit. All Family Pharmacy helped me out. I got my azithromycin. I got it overnighted. And it immediately started helping, obviously, with my symptoms and sickness. Helping with, you know, the super sore throat, all of that. They have over 200 different medications. All of the antibiotics that they have, it's all made in the USA. I don't know anywhere else where you can say that, but you don't have to worry about quality and safety with All Family Pharmacy. You can always be prepared. It's simple, fast, and affordable. No insurance, no problem. They got straightforward pricing. And their shipping is just 2 to 4 days. Overnight, also in a pinch. Your health is always within reach. So order from the comfort of home as well. I mean, they can deliver right to your door. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10 for 10% off of your entire order. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off. But you got to use promo code Dana10 to unlock that discount. Dana10, allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, Mr. Morgan, I really need your help.
but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Congressman, how are you?
Okay, thank you.
Congressman, why should men be in women's sports?
Shorts?
Sports. Why do you think
they should not be in shorts?
If, just run him over. You don't have to be a jackass about it. Just run him over already. Run over his feet. Shorts, because then you just look stupid. And it makes us question why he should even be in Congress at all. Like, for real. That was Steve Cohen, Representative Steve Cohen. Shorts. It's not as bad as what Rosa DeLauro just did here. And I had to see this, so you do too. This is Audio Soundbite 24. Please welcome the electric blue, Mrs. Gargamel.
Yo, this is the ranking Rizzler on appropriations.
Yo.
Serving Connecticut's 3rd District.
Oh my gosh, no.
It's time to enter your dark academia Congress era.
We're going to have to drop
it. All right, besties, House Appropriation is the money moves in Congress. We are not chasing the bag. We are the bag.
Stop it.
Democrats are making life
smoother
for government funding.
I can't handle anymore.
It's giving.
Just turn her down. It's hurting my soul. She's trying to say all of like the millennial stuff. It's giving main character energy.
And Sigma.
She's like if Gargamel had a wife. And you guys remember him? He wanted to either eat the Smurfs or turn them into gold. Like, we don't know. But he's, you know, that's what he wanted. He just, you know. I don't understand her. It's like manic panic became sentient and then developed, you know, developed the ability to be a bipedal human. I don't know. It's just, I'm fascinated by this. Who, like, what is this? Who is this supposed to reach out to? Oh, we're trying to reach out to the people. Let's get all their news on TikTok.
The kids do, though. The kids do get their news from TikTok.
And this is why I'm totally fine with them not voting. I'll say it if nobody else will. When I was younger, I raised totally entirely by Democrats. Older me is so glad that younger me was not allowed to vote before she was 18. So glad, because I was so dumb when I was under 18. I was so dumb. I got smarter the more educated I became. And as I got older and I realized that the fantasy that was spun by the Democrats that surrounded me was just that. It was a horrible fantasy that was actually a nightmare. And there are certain things that I never agreed with them on entirely anyway. But that's why. This is just, what is that? It's giving main, I'm just going to say a bunch of stuff. Phrases, words, little microphone. What? Yo!
It's like their messaging has gotten lower quality since that USAID money started drying up.
Yeah, you're right. That's weird. It did.
Yo!
Oh my gosh.
Yo!
How you do, fellow kid?
Yeah, how you do, fellow kids? What is up? What is up? I can't deal. All right, so I had to watch it. So you had to suffer that with us. It's the only, we're only going to inflict that punishment on you once.
Thank you.
Unless you're not behaving. We've got a lot more coming up because we've got the Pentagon DEI purge. Did you hear the story? They're trying to be jackasses about this now. Wait until you hear what they did as a way to get back at Doge. At Pentagon. Wait until you hear about this. You're not gonna, it has to do with, I'll give you two words. Enola Gay. Let your imagination run wild until we come back in just a couple of minutes. Stick with us. Second hour next. Partners, people who will bring you the program. It's Gold Co. We love gold. Although the URL is danalikesgold.com. I'm like isn't strong enough. It's my best friend. We're going to go get portraits at JCPenney. Do they still have those? You can get your free 2025 gold and silver kit today. Could qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, maybe even more. Gold and silver have stood the test of time. And right now, remember Trump's first term, gold surged 53%. Silver was 51%. So what does that look like 2025 and beyond now that he's back in office? Protect your wealth with gold and silver today. You can request their free 2025 gold and silver kit. Learn how to diversify and safeguard your savings with time-tested, safe haven assets. Experience matters when protecting your wealth, and GoldCo is the company that I trust. They've secured their financial future with gold and silver. They've helped so many people do this, and they've been with this program since the beginning. They know what they're doing. Visit DanaLikesGold.com. Join the thousands of people who've called GoldCo the number one rated gold company, and you can get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit and also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
As President Trump has said many times, tariff is his favorite word. I would say the reciprocal is probably his second favorite word. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to be open to the idea, if you want to be a numbskull like Justin Trudeau and say, oh, we're going to do this, then it's going to, tariffs are going to go up.
Yeah, I don't understand some of the leaders of some of these countries. You think that by picking a fight that that's going to make it easier? I mean, this is geopolitics. This is negotiations. It's diplomacy. I mean, there is an art to it. And diplomats... and which is why diplomatic skills, you know, diplomacy skills are incredibly important. It is an art. I mean, a good diplomat, not everybody can do it. It really is. I think you have to be predisposed in terms of personality. I see Justin Trudeau talk and I'm like, what an A double snakes. I mean, he's, you know, leaving, but still you're not helping your people. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. A number of things to touch on. We were talking about how the left is trying to go crazy on Doge because Doge inadvertently may have found. Now Lorraine says, yeah, there's some sus stuff happening over there. She said that they apparently were training people, Kane, to do some shadiness over there. So it was like not a full on black site, maybe, but a gray site. I'm saying that, you know. And that they wanted to redevelop the area, she said, and they couldn't because the CIA was secretly, but not so secretly, there. So why are people, I'm trying to understand why the response is that people are mad, that the left is mad that Doge may have inadvertently found something that's illegal unless Congress has to explicitly authorize it under wartime powers to have that on U.S. soil, because you cannot have facilities like that operating on U.S. soil. I mean, there's a ton of different statutes that govern this, and you have to have congressional action. And I pretty much guarantee that we all would have probably known if Congress, you know, I'm sure Thomas Massie would have been screaming about it from the rooftops if they had to authorize a black site on U.S. soil. So I'm just saying, seems a little illegally, right? A little illegalish. Do you want to hear something really, really dumb?
Always.
So, you know how we've had the DEI purge, right? Okay, so we've had the DEI purge. Doge has been going through, looking at everything. And it seems like they're trying to get a little bit of revenge on it. So the Pentagon, their DEI purge has led to photos of the B-29 bomber Enola Gay. And you guys know the Enola Gay. That was named after Enola Gay Tibbetts. And I mean, it's, you know, historical plane. Everybody knows it, or you should. But apparently, they've marked all of these photos of the Enola Gay for deletion. And apparently photos of soldiers who have the last name Gay are also apparently marked for deletion. Now, here's the crazy thing. It's not a joke.
What?
AP. References to a World War II Medal of Honor recipient, the Enola Gay aircraft that dropped an atomic bomb on Japan and the first women to pass Marine infantry training are among the tens of thousands of photos and online posts marked for deletion as the DoD works to purge diversity, equity, and inclusion content, according to a database obtained by the Associated Press. And they're doing it it's malicious compliance, is how a friend described it. And I really feel like they're doing it to be malicious. Oh, it says Gay in it. I mean, that's so dumb. And no, I reject the argument that, well, I mean, why do you say malicious policy? Isn't it just bad policy? No, a friend of mine's like, if I tell you to clean your house and you start ripping out the stove and put furniture on the curb, that's malicious compliance. That's true. This is Amelia Bedelia, but on purpose. You guys know Amelia Bedelia, right? I grew up with her books. It's how I learned about literalism. Our teacher would read it and they would have to be very careful. And Amelia Bedelia is the adult in her life, because if they told her to do something, she would do it literally. Literally. And it would, and then the stories were the chaos and fun that ensued, right? So they're doing this on purpose. And this is probably why I would think that some of the agencies were like, we got a little discretion over here as to how to exercise this. That's one of the things that Kash Patel had said, Tulsi Gabbard and Marco Rubio even. Excuse me. So I don't know if this is, if I know that they've been using some AI to go through things, but I don't think they've been using it to go through everything. But like I said, this just seems, it seems like it's maliciously on purpose. Do you think it's an algorithm? Do you think, Kane, that they were using, because the article doesn't actually discuss whether or not they're using AI to go through. They're just saying that they're going through the database. And I still also don't think that they would, I mean, obviously, if you're going through that, you know these things are going to crop up. And I don't think that AI would just, I think that they would have like some parameters attached to what they're feeding it in terms of the algorithm. This is just maliciousness. This is deep state going, okay, and then they're Amelia Bedelia in it. Oh, it says Gay here. It's the Enola Gay. You absolute jackwagon. You fecal bird. It's my new word, but not the fecal part.
Right.
It's not a new word. It's my favorite word. It's magical.
Thank you for censoring.
I didn't censor. I just voluntarily gave you a gift.
Thank you for cleaning it.
I didn't want to have to call Brennan Carr and be like, Mr. Carr. So
are they also upset the fact that it was named after a woman? Is that part of their thing too? Like, because
they're just going overboard. They're going overboard on purpose.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like this is just an AI.
No, it sounds like it's overboard totally on purpose.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's especially Enola Gay. Come on, AI is going to know Enola. Everybody knows Enola Gay. I don't care if you don't know anything about history. You know about this plane. Everybody knows about this plane. Everybody knows about this crew. You know about it. That's so dumb to say otherwise. This is them just being malicious. Oh, man. I feel a great big backhand trying to form. Oh. I mean, it really does It's malicious. I mean, think about all the other stuff that they've done malicious. Yeah, I completely believe it. I absolutely believe that this was willingly done. But this is, you know, it's an actual story. And this is what they've been trying to, I don't know, I feel like they're trying to blame the AI, but I don't really think it's not AI. This is them just trying to be smart asses. That's really what it is. So speaking of DEI, Wells Fargo is apparently backing off its DEI policies. One executive finally came out and said, yeah, it's over the top. Think about this for a moment. And I was writing this piece last night that I sent out on my Substack about Gavin Newsom. And how he's like, he's, you know, we talked about this yesterday and he said, yeah, you know, I think it's deeply unfair for, you know, trans, you know, for boys to be on girls teams. By the way, if he really did think it was deeply unfair, he would have signed an executive order like now, because he's still governor of California. He would sign an executive order right now protecting women's sports. He has not done that. So he doesn't really care. Also, his wife is like, isn't she like on the board of some like group, alphabet group that's trying to assimilate trans into everything? I believe so. Yeah. So this is all goofy. I don't believe him. And he did sign the bill that actually allowed schools to socially transition kids without informing their parents or obtaining their consent. So it's all stagecraft. Anyway, think about this, though. The number of people, especially at businesses now, that are coming out saying, yeah, this is bad. It went on way too much. It went on way too long. It was, you know, pretty egregious. They thought that this whole time. This isn't a realization that they just had, like this DEI, this one executive at Wells Fargo. This is not a realization that they just had. They knew it was crazy from the get-go, but they're lemmings. Oh no, I guess I better go along with it because I want to be socially acceptable and still popular in my social circles. So they go along with it. I can't stand that. I cannot stand it. I go along with it. Can I tell you a story? I'm not going to name any entity names. I don't have a problem with people who live differently than I do, so long, and everything is peaceable, so long as no one tries to hijack my speech, my behavior, or limit my rights in favor of another entity. You don't do those things. You know, I'm good. I like to be left alone. I'm not a big fan of unity because I want to be left alone. And unity implies that I can't be left alone. So I was at this event and it was a ladies event, right? I'm so close to telling you the organization, but it was a ladies event. And there was a gentleman at this ladies event, clearly a gentleman. I mean, I don't know if they were kitten heels, that they were in the largest kitten heels I've ever seen in my life. And the guy was nice. He wasn't mean. You know, I actually, you know, had a conversation with him for quite some time. But dude was legit over 6'1". You can't really wear like a 4-inch heel. You can't wear a stiletto if you're over 6'1". And plus the structure of the shoe with a man's foot just makes that impossible. Anyway, kitten heel. So we're at this event and this gentleman clearly would identify himself as being trans, right? And it really shocked me because out of everybody there, and this was a few years ago, there was only like one or two other women that I spoke with that were like, this is because it wasn't a left-leaning organization. And we're like, why are we all pretending that this is not a dude in kitten heels who's over 6 feet tall? Really nice, but it's a ladies event and this is kind of nuts, no pun intended, you know? And there was one woman who was a part of our conversation. I'm not even kidding you. And she had like her giant, you know, cross necklace and, you know, her Republican pin and all this stuff. And I'm like, so what do you, I can't remember how I broached the subject. But I said, oh, yeah, the ladies are getting pretty diverse these days or something like that. She's like, I don't know. I don't know what you mean. I don't see it. It was like the Mariah Carey meme. I don't know her. And I looked at the other woman I was standing with because we were having a conversation about, like, is this where this group is going now? And, you know, and again, dude was super nice. And that's all fine and good. But it's a lady event, right? For ladies. I mean, I couldn't even bring my husband to it. It's a lady event. And that's fine. But I'm just saying. And we're like, what do you mean you don't know what we're talking about? Of the ladies here, is there one of these things that does not look like the other? She's like, no, I don't know. And I'm like, the balls, lady. Seriously? I'm like, come on. We're not dancing around this anymore. But what got me was that there were so, like, people were just like, I don't want to see it. They put blinders on. And then when people put blinders on, they think that everyone else is going along with it when everyone else is only going along with it because they think everyone else is. Do you see what I mean? It becomes this like giant psychological group conditioning effort. And I'm just looking around at all this and I'm like, it's the tallest person in the room, literally.
And biggest.
And I'm pretty sure that's a wig. A blonde, like corn silk wig with curls. Like, I swear to you, I had a Cabbage Patch Kid with hair like that. That's why I recognize it. And I think it was all what Barbie hair was made out of. Anyway, I mean, the dude was nice. And I did say something like, you know, how are them heels treating you? You know, and I was real nice. Any kind of small talk, I will make a smart ass comment and I can't help it. It's a thing. But I was thinking about this in context of this DEI story with Wells Fargo. These executives who are all coming out now like, yes, that's true. This has gone way too far. At what moment did you realize it was going way too far? Right? And I began thinking about this. It's a mass hysteria. It is a form of mass hysteria. No one wants to be left out. So they're willing to put on their blinders and pretend that everybody else is going along with it to make themselves feel better about not challenging the status quo. That is so weak. So weak. And that's what's happening here. It's a big just psyop. We got a lot more on the way. We got headlines coming up as we move. Our partners will help bring you the program. It's our friends over at Tax Network USA. So Tax Network USA understands that nobody wants to deal with the government theft agency. I mean, the legal extortion. I'm sorry, the IRS. Easy verbal typo. And they want to help you out because the last thing that you want to be dealing with is the pressure of thinking that you're going to have, you know, them come seize your property or bank levies or anything like that. You don't want to live with that sword of Damocles over your head. So the folks over at Tax Network USA, they are total pros. They've been doing this forever. They have saved, they've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt. That's insane. They've delivered real results for their clients across the country. They have a team of attorneys and negotiators. It doesn't matter if you owe $10,000 or $10 million. Tax Network USA, they live to get involved and settle this stuff. They eat, sleep, and then they fight with the IRS. That's all they do every single day. They love it. Risk-free solutions. So you don't want to handle this stuff on your own. It can be risky and stressful. Protect your financial security with professional guidance. The folks at Tax Network USA, they know who to call. They know what to say. They know how to get around stuff. They know tricks and tips that not even some of the IRS knows. So you want to work with them to reduce or eliminate outright your debt. Talk with one of their strategists today. It is free. Stop the threatening letters and the stress. Live your life. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 1-800-958-1000 or visit TNUSA.com/Dana. Don't let the IRS's scare tactics control your future. That's TNUSA.com/Dana.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
injured, visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So now apparently they're saying, do women age better than men? I actually don't think so. Mystery of why women age better. It's from The Telegraph. It's a British publication. So they're saying that they think that women age better than men, and they're trying to solve why. They said women tend to live about 5 years longer than men, and they usually avoid the severe mental decline that, you know, a lot of men, like apparently men deal more with like Alzheimer's and things like that. But they said that it there's a number of reasons. Like it may have to do, you know, the biological clock, chromosomes. It's a deep dive, but I think that men physically age better than women, but women have fewer, they don't have as much issues as men do when they get up there. Second death reported in a growing measles outbreak. Is the government trying to tell us to panic? It's New Mexico. They said it was an adult who was not vaccinated for measles. Has kicked the bucket. There's a growing outbreak along the Texas-New Mexico border. They said that six of the cases in that county are amongst adults, four kids. Seven of the 10 did not have a measles vaccination. I'm not going to fall into the psyop of accepting, you know, brand new government injections because of stuff like this. I mean, there's certain vaccines that have been out there for a long time. I'm fine with that. But the new stuff, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's a setup in a way. John Burke joins us next. Burn a gun is a non-firearm, you might describe it as. And you're like, Dana, what does that mean? Okay, well, it shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. It's great to have diverse options for your weapons. I mean, I got my gun. You know, I have zero issue at all whatsoever using lethal force to protect myself or a loved one. I mean, I legit will not hesitate. And I also realized, too, that there are some instances where you can't carry because you've got municipal restrictions, private property restrictions. I don't want to be left to the mercy of the criminals. And a lot of my friends, especially those who live like and work in D.C., like in the media particularly, they've gone out and gotten a Byrna gun, even though they have a firearm and they got a license, because they want to be able to protect themselves and not be disarmed. Byrna gun does not care about gun-free zone signs. There's no waiting period. There's no background check. They'll send it right to your house, and it's super affordable and no recoil. I know that's important to a lot of folks out there. And it's super accessible, and it's a great way to diversify what you have so you are never left totally defenseless. You can go to their website, Byrna.com/Dana. That's B-Y-R-N-A. And that's where you can get 10% off your purchase. Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Where do you stand on this bill? Because we have a lot of people in the audience that are veterans, and I know that a lot of them rely on this as like a non-psychotropic thing. What are your thoughts on this, and what's the understanding behind it?
So I don't know the details of this bill. 5,000 bills going through the House and the Senate. It's hard to keep up with everyone unless it relates something I'm working on, which we have many of those issues. But generally, supportive of things that can help people that are not addictive and that don't do harm. So, you know, if this is a bill that helps our veterans deal with health issues in a way that's not detrimental to their health, I'm all for it.
So this was from yesterday when we had on Attorney General Ken Paxton. Now, I like Ken Paxton, but as you guys know, I'm also not an ass kisser and I'm not a ring kisser. And because I'm the taxpayer, I'm like, you work for me. What do you do for me? But I like Ken Paxton. I think he's a fighter. I think he's been real good on 2A issues. You know, of a lot of politicians out there, you know, I tend to favor him. I like him. But I still got questions about some of this stuff that's rolling through. And this is part of like this ongoing look that we have. You got to watch stuff that's happening in your own state. It's super sexy to watch everything that's happening federally. But you got to watch what's coming through your own, you know, let your own state legislatures. So what's happening in Texas is nobody was talking about really, you know, THC. Nobody was talking about any of this. And then all of a sudden, legislators in Texas are like, you know what? Out of nowhere, let's just make some stuff illegal. Now, some of these are the same Republicans that keep passing these weird anti-gun bills and trying to get them out of committee. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on there. So I don't know why they decide out of nowhere, we're just going to go ahead. There's like two different bills. There's SB3 is the baddie. The other one is the teacup bill. And they're both completely contrary to what they're trying to do in terms of THC, you know, the chemical, as you know, Nana would say, in the pot, in the marijuana. And I want people, before we get into this, I want people to put aside, this is not about stoner stuff. It's not about hippies. I need everybody to get that out of their head. I am very sensitive to the government telling people what they can and can't do. That is out of the scope of what they're allowed to tell you what they're supposed to be there as a partner, as a facilitator, not as your nanny, not as your boss. Joining us on this, a good friend of mine, and he's a veteran and this is his business. John Burke, who is a Texan and he has his own he's got his own podcast. He's an entrepreneur. His show is the All American Savage Show, but he also owns Shell Shock CBD. And he's, you know, making products that are helping veterans and, you know, other individuals. What I like about what he does is that Big Pharma is not there. And I think we're all a little bit done with Big Pharma and psychotropics and everything else. John joins us now via Skype. John, good to see you.
You too. I was looking forward to yesterday, but you know, somebody had Ken Paxton.
Oh, I know. Ken Paxton. Sorry. So,
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks,
I know.
I see where I stand as your good friend. So I appreciate that.
What did you think of his response to that? I don't think he was expecting the question, but I wanted to ask him and kind of.
So you've got to gauge this right off the bat. He's saying anything that supports veterans. We've got to distinguish between the two of the teacup bill and SB3. Now the teacup bill is already in existence. The issue that we're bringing to light on that one is that essentially it's putting the state more in play to issue your medication, your THC. Like you previously said, Delta 8 and Delta 9 that we're currently selling, that's basically saying the state says we get to regulate, we get to say how much you get at whatever point. Also, the teacup is expensive. At the actual testimony there was a female veteran, Iraq war veteran, that said, I can't even afford the teacup. So SB3 and the teacup.
I'm going to interrupt because John was in Austin. He was at the state capitol and he was at the hearing on this and he and others were speaking as to this proposition to outright ban all THC in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Ken Paxton, I get where he's coming from. He's going to support anything that supports veterans. Well, the teacup technically supports veterans. It's SB3 we've got to put a halt on. And the reason we've got it right now is you've got Lieutenant Dan over there wanting to say like, well, I don't like weed. I don't like THC. I want it banned. And of course, you know, you've got Perry down here. And I think what is it? District 32 that when Lieutenant Dan snaps, man, he comes to a little accountant over there, just typing away on this little bill, wanting to ban something that he said he didn't understand. And Dana, I got to rant for a second. Oh. I sat there. I support our boys in blue, but I sat there and I watched the chief of police of Allen blatantly lie to the people. His expert analysis couldn't even tell us the difference between Delta 8 and Delta 9. That's how stupid these people are that want to regulate and tell you what you can and cannot
consume. It's like people who don't know about guns trying to regulate guns.
Yeah. Thank you. So if we're talking about safety, because they kept hitting on that, well, kids are getting it. No, they're not. you have to be 21 to purchase this. Now, if they want to put that into law, that's fine. I support that. What they've done, though, is those people like myself that showed up at that meeting, we're the law abiders. Like, we actually go by the law. So these people that they're catching selling actual marijuana, which, you know, I don't care. Do your thing. I'm not going to sit here and be upset about it. It's your body. You do what you want to do. But they're trying to lump us in with them. So here's the basis of it. If SB 3 does get passed, you are going to see 8,000 Texas businesses be destroyed like that. This is an $8 billion economy. And I have to say, this is not about safety, Dana. You and I both know the argument between the Second Amendment. Don't sit there and tell the Texas people that this is about for their own safety. You've got vape shops. Matter of fact, Dana, if you sat down with me right now and we had a joint in one hand and we had a McDonald's meal in the other, McDonald's is actually doing way more damage to your body, but we can't complain about that because, you know, it makes no sense, right?
Yeah.
So that's what SB 3 is. It's a complete and total ban. Complete and total ban.
That's insane to me. And you're right. Mm-hmm. It's these people who have no expertise in this regulating it. It is literally just like hearing people trying to regulate firearms. And that's kind of the crux. This is how I look at it for me, because you're talking about this as a business. You're going by the law. Some of the stuff that I heard, well, THC is killing people and the kids are all getting some of the
impossible.
I don't even know about all this stuff. It's so dumb.
Even OD on THC. Here's how it would work. For you to actually die from a THC overdose, you would have to smoke roughly 1,500 pounds in under 15 minutes. And ma'am, if that was possible, Snoop Dogg would have been dead a long time ago. Nobody's pulling that. Nobody's doing that. So again, it's not about safety. And these boomers can sit there and say, like, oh, it's the devil's the gate. Way drug. They brought that one up too. It's like, we're really still regurgitating this nonsense. Like, okay, fine, whatever.
Now this is because your product. So you have Shell Shock CBD. So you make the drop. You have the dropper. So that's like the liquid, and then you have the gummies, and then you have like melatonin stuff.
We blew up, Dana, because here's the thing. We now give the power of veterans, and it's not just it's for everybody, but veterans can now self-medicate with something that doesn't have secondary and tertiary negative effects. If they want to get a bag of gummies that contain THC to get high, to get baked, or to relax, whatever, they have that option. Because Dana, I've been consuming Delta 8 and Delta 9 now for about 3 years, and it has made a difference in my life as a combat veteran. I'm telling you, the most reoccurring statement I get from our customers is that I used to be on 15 medications from the VA. I'm on none now because this is what helps. That's why the Vietnam generation were a bunch of stoners, because they had all kinds of nonsense thrown at them, and THC is the only thing that worked. So again, they say they support veterans. Well, veterans showed up in mass at the Capitol. And God bless them. I love seeing those little funny hats, the VFWs. Don't get mad, guys. They're funny. It is. But everybody was there. Veterans they're for banning they're for against SB3. So if they actually care about what the veterans want, and if these public servants actually work for us, then you better listen, because, you know, old Perry boy there just sitting there talking about, oh, he wanted to regulate it too.
Yeah.
This is the libertarian in me. He wants to put a $10,000 tax on it.
Because it's about money. I want to touch on this because you said that, you know, veterans, and I've heard this from so many. We have a lot of, in our family, we have a lot of combat vets, and we have a lot of friends who are combat vets. And I've heard this from so many individuals who have said, we didn't want to be on all these drugs. We don't want to have to take this for anxiety, or because, you know, they've seen some stuff. They're just trying to live their lives. With something like, and I had a friend explain it to me, they were taking an edible, a gummy that had THC in it. And I don't know how much it was in it, but they said that it's not about getting high and it's not about being like a stoner. And that's what everybody thinks. They said it helps in a way to help regulate their anxiety that isn't addictive and it doesn't have all the side effects of prescription medication. And I just don't understand why lawmakers are so averse to that, because if they ban it, does that mean they're going to reintroduce it as like a licensing scheme? And then you have to go through, like, you know, the government or an entity that they,
partially, yes. So Perry even led into this, like I just said, he wanted to put a $10,000 licensing fee. So if you look in states like California and Colorado, they've banned Delta 8 and Delta 9, and they call it synthetic. Synthetic just basically means you're getting the Delta 8 and the Delta 9 from the hemp plant. It's the same that you get from a cannabis. It's just less. We blow it up a little bit, and therefore it circumvents the 2019 Farm Bill. That aside, they ban it because it is in direct competition to the actual weed. So big weed becomes big pharma. That's why the libertarian aspect of let the market be free and let people, because here's the thing, a stoner or a weed marijuana smoker, they're always going to want that. And then there's those of us that I prefer the gummies and the edibles because you don't have that smell. And it's, you can microdose. You can basically get a more measured amount of what you want to take. So let just people choose for themselves. That's all I'm saying. But we're going to watch this bill, and I guarantee you they're going to red pen some stuff, and it's going to come down to just more government regulation and more government taxation. And Dana, I'm mainly e-commerce. You know, it's shellshockcbd.com. I will move my operation an hour up down the road to Oklahoma, and then Texas will lose out on all of that. And if that's what he wants to do, that's fine. But I'm blessed in the fact that, you know, geographically speaking, I can do that. But a lot of these businesses,
a lot of them can't.
Dana, blood, sweat, and tears.
And they shouldn't have to. I mean, it's like, Texas, for crying out loud. That's it. So I want to tackle this because I hear this a lot. And I have some friends who are very good natured, but I'm like, don't spare me the Barbara Bush. And no offense to Barbara Bush, but you know, spare me the Barbara Bush, the Republican.
If she's wrong, then much offense.
The Republican pearl clutching, you know, where people say, well, then you're just going to turn the whole state blue and it's going to smell like Heineken. And that's what I hear from. What do you say?
She didn't say Heineken. Did she say Heineken?
I added the Heineken part. But,
but you know, that's a legitimate thing. Look, fair enough. Let's treat it like alcohol then. You can't do it in public. You can do it in your home. You can grow it yourself. That I can understand. I don't want to smell it down the road either. That's fair, but still make it legal.
Yeah.
And because again, who's it really hurt? This is a victimless crime.
I have to tell you, the only time I think my first exposure to like pot smokers was when I went to a Willie Nelson concert and me and my friend were behind these old people. Like, dude, like they were advanced in age. God love them. They were very sweet, but they were in their 70s and they smoked more pot than I'd ever seen in my life. And I thought, I don't know. Am I going to be on drugs because I'm sitting behind them? And I'm like, how am I going to explain this to my mom?
The way the politics are going, probably. Like, I don't know what's up anymore. Like the big tent of conservatives. Like, I don't.
But it smelled so bad, and I.
It does. Yeah.
It smelled so bad, and I just so I understand.
Well, Dana, so does the Trinity River, but we don't ban that. I mean, come on, let's be real.
Heineken beer smells just like it.
It's a legit complaint. I understand it, but it's like. But there are the best that you're going to get it is how you've got it right now in edible format. But we also sell pre-rolls. So technically, I could walk down the street and smell a flower, smoke a flower, a bud, and it smells exactly like it. I just choose not
to. That sounds fancy when you say that, to smoke a flower. That sounds like a Nordstrom thing.
It's the flower of the.
Yeah, that's like almost like, you know, Neiman Marcus marketing just there. That's let me ask you this. We're talking with John Burke.
That was totally unintentional, too. But yeah,
but you just I think you may have just stumbled on some marketing. Isn't it legitimate to tell people if you're worried about the state flipping blue because, you know, THC is allowed in edibles or whatever. Why would you export that responsibility and give it to the government instead of doing your due diligence and your civic duty to win hearts and minds yourself as a free citizen? Isn't that the spirit of the republic in the first place?
Well, first, we have to go back to the original point you made. You said that, and, you know, DeSantis fought against this in Florida, and I understood that was a big corporation, big weed monopoly in terms of Amendment 3, why they didn't legalize weed. But here's the deal. If we want to talk about states potentially flipping, it's legal in Oklahoma. California was blue long before they legalized it. Colorado, I forget the actual one on that one, but here's the deal. We first have to look at what conservatives are actually bent up about. And I don't think it's THC. I think you're going to find more conservatives have the position that, like, maybe you yourself or Ken Paxton have, like, look, I don't consume it, but I believe in the freedom of individual citizens. So yeah, you probably will draw a lot of liberals. There is the possibility of that. But at the same time, it's like, again, look at the states where it has been legalized and they haven't flipped. I think it's just all about how you introduce it to the populace. And then there's other things that come into play on something like this, because you do have the teacup bill. And the other part of this, Dana, is here's where it proves them all wrong. It's been legal since 2019. Yeah. Texas, during the last election, we had, what, 4 counties flip red, even though they were border counties. We've gotten more conservative.
That's
so
a great
point. The liberalism is confined to places such as, again, Houston, Dallas, like that. You don't see it spread. It's not spreading. And, you know, to be fair, we've got other issues like, I don't know, fentanyl pouring over the border, stuff like that. So it's like, if this is, like you said, why this all of a sudden? It's because Lieutenant Dan got a wild hair and somebody's probably paying him. I don't know.
We need to watch this. SB3, everybody in Texas needs to be calling their lawmakers and saying, no, don't be doing this to us, because we'll remember that, because it's just, again, more encroachment on individual liberty. John Burke, appreciate you sounding the alarm on this and watching it as closely as you did. Also appreciate your service. The website is shellshockcbd.com. You can go there to learn more, and you can follow John on X at JohnBurke39. Always good to talk with you. We'll have you back, my friend. Of course.
Yes, ma'am.
Good to
Thank
see you.
You.
Have a great weekend. If you want a post-workout recovery, or maybe you just want to support your overall health, you need to check out Native Path Collagen. You can mix it into anything. It has type 1 and 3 collagen. There's no like fluff in there, no fillers. You're going to enjoy, you'll see the difference. I mean, there's better movement, resilient skin, all of it. And it's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Now, those are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in the body. I mean, it's in your skin, your hair, your nails, your cartilage, your bones, everything. A lot of other brands use like a whole bunch of different, you know, rainbow amount of fibers and fillers, but you really just need, like, for maximum benefits, just one in three. So they keep it super simple. It's a single ingredient collagen, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third party test for any heavy metals. And it's totally flavorless. So you can put it in anything, your coffee, your oatmeal. And because the recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable and it mixes so much better than other brands. So that means no clumping. Right now, when you visit getnativepath.com/Dana, you can stock up on Native Path Collagen. I've never had this much of a discount. 45% off. 45% off. And you get free shipping. Every order has a 365-day money-back guarantee, so try it risk-free. That's getnativepath.com/Dana for 45% off and free shipping.
How do we fix the wounds dividing America? Pastor Alan Jackson has the answer.
Well, I think the reason we've been silent for so long, while our country's been pilfered and pulled apart, is all of our groups have gotten little pieces of the pie. And we're afraid we'll have to forfeit our little special side deal, our side hustles. And so we just don't say anything. But we would all be stronger if we'd come back to the truth.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So the quickest way to get arrested and get in major trouble is to say that you're going to maybe perchance, like, you know, go with the president. And that's what this one Florida man did. I don't want your pop-up ads, you stupid sight. They arrested a guy last month who claimed that he wanted to assassinate POTUS, and that he also had control of missiles pointed at New York City. Justin Blackston, 34, of Loxahatchee. He apparently called 911 on himself in Palm Beach County and began making threats. And he said he was going to launch missiles and destroy New York. And of course, they absolutely took him into custody. He's charged with threats to discharge a destructive device, false reports of an explosive, and false 911 calls. So he's in a lot of trouble, and that's to say nothing of his threats to POTUS. So he's in big time trouble. A man is accused of taking out his man bits in the back of a Lyft ride from Walmart. He's going back to his mobile home. This is according to Lakeland, Florida. He was in handcuffs. He literally got caught with his pants down. This story is so nasty. Do you guys really want this? It's a Friday. Like, you don't want this nastiness. This 35-year-old man named Justin Cole took out his Frankenbeans. He's in the back of this Lyft. This poor Lyft driver, she's just trying to get him home, right? Complete the drive. She stops at a stop sign. She looked back to make sure it was clear to turn. And that's when she saw him in the rearview mirror in the back seat. So nasty. And she, deputy said he was, quote, doing something back there that she did not want him to be doing in her car. He looks like a weirdo, too. I got to tell you. Third hour on the way. Stick with us, partners, people who will bring you the program. It's Gold Co. We love gold. Although the URL is danalikesgold.com. I'm like, like isn't strong enough. It's my best friend. We're going to go get portraits at JCPenney. Do they still have those? You can get your free 2025 gold and silver kit today. Could qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, maybe even more. Gold and silver have stood the test of time. And right now, remember Trump's first term, gold surged 53%. Silver was 51%. So what does that look like 2025 and beyond now that he's back in office? Protect your wealth with gold and silver today. You can request their free 2025 gold and silver kit. Learn how to diversify and safeguard your savings with time-tested, safe, haven assets. Experience matters when protecting your wealth, and GoldCo is the company that I trust. They've secured their financial future with gold and silver. They've helped so many people do this, and they've been with this program since the beginning. They know what they're doing. Visit DanaLikesGold.com. Join the thousands of people who've called GoldCo the number one rated gold company, and you can get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit and also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
To be looking for.
President Trump, on Peter's question, are you going to make that policy, U.S. policy, that the U.S. wouldn't defend NATO countries that don't pay?
Well, I think it's common sense, right? If they don't pay, I'm not going to defend them. No, I'm not going to defend them. I got into a lot of heat when I said that. You said, oh, he's violating NATO. And, you know, the biggest problem I have with NATO, I really, you know, I mean, I know the guys very well. They're friends of mine. But if the United States was in trouble and we called them, we said, we got a problem, France. We got a problem, a couple of others I won't mention. Do you think they're going to come and protect us? They're supposed to. I'm not so sure. You know?
I think he's, I like the way, I like his elocution, his voice, what am I thinking of? Not his pitch, but just the way that he talks when he, yeah, his whole demeanor with it. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Top of this third hour. That's POTUS. Yesterday, he was asked about, can you get NATO protections and not be a member of NATO, meaning not pay into not just NATO, but have meet the basic bare minimum litmus of spending, what is it, 2 or 3% of your GDP on defense? And I think POTUS gave up. I don't think there's any wiggle room out of the answer that POTUS gave just there. I don't think so. Now, I was thinking about this. There was a story I ran yesterday on Substack, my Substack, Chapter and Verse, and it has to do with this exact topic. Now, I like watching what some conservative leaders in European nations do, because I think that you have to have, you know, I want everything else to be cool and chill so that the U.S. doesn't have to worry about nothing, and then it factors into our national security. Now, there was this story, and this is the second story, the second Bloomberg story that I mentioned in the first hour of our broadcast today. I said, here's a trash Bloomberg story, and I explained it. This is the second one that I think is trashy. And this is why I can't, this could be just more garbage reporting from Bloomberg. They kind of have a history of it. So what they said is that Giorgia Meloni, who is the prime minister of Italy, that she was claiming that Ukraine should receive NATO protections without membership, meaning NATO protections, defense of Ukraine should be applicable, but they shouldn't have to pay anything into NATO. Now, the whole claim for this story rests on one indirect quote and one, it almost looked like it's looks like it's an abridged quote. I get the, it seems like she's replying to something and it's not like a statement, but she's, I don't know. So there's only two actual quotes from her in the whole story. And this is what Bloomberg is using to prop up this whole narrative. So that's why I'm saying, I mean, I'm hoping it's just garbage reporting. The two that are quoted, it says, quote, speaking on the sidelines of a European Union leaders meeting in Brussels on Thursday, she, Maloney, said that, quote, we need to think about more durable solutions, end quote, than sending European peacekeeping troops to Ukraine. Then later on in the story, she had this, quote, it's a different thing than entering NATO, but it implies extending the coverage that NATO countries have also to Ukraine, end quote. Neither of those quotes support the claim that Bloomberg is making, that Italy's Giorgia Meloni is demanding for NATO protections for Ukraine without membership. It almost seems like it's a way to try to, like, they're attacking her for something she didn't even say. It seems like someone asked her and she was just having a reasonable, nuanced discussion about it. And unless she says otherwise, I'm inclined to give her the benefit of the doubt for this, because she is fiercely Eurosceptic. And she, I mean, if you remember how she came into office, she blew through the messaging as part of Fratelli d'Italia, Brothers of Italy, and her populist messaging. And this is, again, the different, this is why populism isn't a set of beliefs, but it is a tactic. She had populist messaging that was underpinned by very traditional conservative principles, and she easily took office in 2022. She immediately formed alliances with Lega, formerly Lega Nord. That's headed up by Matteo Salvini, who's the deputy prime minister in Italy. And they have arguably held what is, I think, Europe's hardest stance against illegal and unregulated immigration. And their refusal to bend a knee to the demands of the EU and the socialist members of parliament in Italian parliament in Italy, they've refused to bend a knee to it. I'm just thinking of all the lawfare. I can't remember how many lawsuits they had, like the socialists were filing against Meloni's government and then Matteo Salvini. I think you guys remember they wanted to take Salvini to jail because he wouldn't allow a bunch of illegal immigrants coming in from, what was it, Algeria, to disembark in southern Italy. He wasn't going to allow it. And they were trying to, they accused him of all this stuff. And of course, he was, you know, victorious every single one of these cases. I'm inclined to give her the benefit of the doubt because they have worked really hard. Now, it's been difficult. I think a lot of people thought it was going to be something that happened overnight because it's a little different with Italy because they're part of the EU. They're a part of the Schengen Agreement. So there's that to consider. Again, they're super fiercely Eurosceptic. But they're trying to deal with years of just completely unfettered, not just immigration, illegal immigration. People just coming in and it's on the honor system. And then, you know, they go through, they either stay or they go through everywhere else. There was this one story of an Italian island that was just absolutely besieged by people coming in from Northern Africa. Boats full of people that are just disembarking and take, you know, I mean, just crazy. They've threatened to use their Italian Navy to dispel some of these attacks. And so, or some of these entries, these mass entrance, illegal entries. So like I said, I'm inclined to give her the benefit of the doubt. They've been working very hard to try to stop this. And then I feel like it's a psyop for the socialists in the country. They work with the media and then they try to say that because they have been undertaking this laborious effort to turn the immigration problem around, if it doesn't happen as fast as the media claims it will happen, then it means that Meloni is soft on immigration. And I just think that the actions of their government don't support that. So that's why I'm like, I'm inclined to kind of give her the benefit of the doubt. I mean, there were even accusations that, you know, Germans, you know, leftist leaders were trying to undermine what Italy was doing with, you know, travel in and out of different EU countries. So there's a lot there. So just be really careful with some of these stories, particularly, you know, Bloomberg and some of these others, because they have a history of really garbage reporting. And the whole claim on this rests literally on two crappy quotes that don't actually support what the headline's claiming. And I just don't want conservatives to start trashing the most conservative leader in Europe right now. She is the most conservative leader in Europe. And she is single-handedly, she, Salvini, and others through Lega and Fratelli d'Italia, they have been trying to bring Italy back to a point of normalcy. And then from that, they are providing shade to a lot of these other European leaders who are conservative, whether it's, you know, the conservatives in France or in Spain, where they've been absolutely destroying socialists in elections, whether it's, you know, Orban in Hungary, whether it's, you know, some of the German conservatives or some of those German conservatives elsewhere. I mean, it's conservatives like in the Netherlands and in Belgium and Flanders and all of this. There are a lot of conservatives that are enjoying the shade that their very fierce leadership is providing in Italy. And I sort of feel like it's a bait to try to get, you know, conservatives, whether it's in Europe or in the United States, to start attacking each other. And not only, I would say, not only are they pretty conservative by European standards, they're almost pretty conservative by American standards. You got to think about that, too. When you talk about conservatism, it's different, obviously, in Europe because you have a different founding document. You have different constitutions. You have different charters, etc. So it's still different. That's why I like to define conservatism about conserving individual liberty and national sovereignty. And they are the most conservative right now in the EU. Absolutely. I just feel like it's kind of a bait. Am I being too tinfoil hat? Did I steal your tinfoil hat?
No.
Doesn't it seem like it? It seems like they're trying to delegitimize. That's the impression I get.
Of course.
Because they've always been pretty, like, they've always been pretty hardcore. Like, we're not sending boots on the ground to Ukraine. We are not doing this. And she'll listen to different leaders. I think they also, under the Draghi government, Ukraine was a contributing factor, the government that preceded hers, in collapsing all of that. So I think they're very sensitive to all of this. But anyway, that's over at Substack if you want to read more about that. Now, also over at Substack is Lorraine's deep dive on, and this is coming up again in the news today, Judge Amir Ali. She describes him as a dual citizen DEI hire, and he is the judge who's trying to usurp. I mean, that's, I don't know how else you present this, usurp POTUS's authority to determine taxpayer dollars, right, as it relates to the Treasury and what the Treasury can and cannot do, which is weird because, correct me if I'm wrong, King, and I know I'm not, that's under the executive branch. So if you're president, you control the Treasury because it's part of the, it's under the purview of the executive branch. That's kind of how that works. Really weird how that works, isn't it? So there has been this effort, and I know that there's stuff happening today as well. It kind of seems lawfare-y, but they've been trying to constrain what POTUS can actually do, whether it's, you know, and the piece in here gets into U.S. aid funding for all of this, these projects. And this came out, you know, if you read what, Alito, Thomas Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh had all said when they were talking about whether or not a judge who, I don't know how this judge has the jurisdiction to, by the way, to do what he did, but a judge, does he have unchecked power to make to compel the government of the United States to pay out billions in taxpayer dollars? Now, they literally wrote, quote, "The answer to that question should be an emphatic no, but a majority of this court apparently thinks otherwise. I am stunned." This guy is dual citizenship. He's a Canadian-American judge. He has a long history of super far-left activism that Lorraine gets into. She's got his donations, his nomination, like how his nomination was already pushed through after Trump won the election. And he was able to get confirmed because some Republican senators missed the vote. Remember, we talked about that. That's one of the reasons why some of us were very angry. You had Senator Ted Cruz and Mike Braun. He was going to leave to become Indiana governor. And Tom Tillis at the time told Roll Call, and this is via Newsweek, that he was, quote, "very angry that Republicans failed to stop the confirmation." Why wasn't Ted Cruz there? To be honest, that pisses me off. Why did Ted Cruz miss that vote? You're Ted Cruz. How did you miss that vote? Why is any Republican missing a vote this important? Because now because that vote was missed, this guy is where he is. Now he's engaging in lawfare to stop the president, all the way up to the Supreme Court, from being able to determine U.S. aid funding through the Treasury. And the Supreme Court now has a precedent for it. Thank you, Republican Senators Mike Braun and Ted Cruz, because you made that happen. I know I'm supposed to be kissing butts and being like, oh, you love your podcast. I'm not doing that. You work for me. I pay your salary. Those two Republican senators allowed this to happen. So, look, I call balls and strikes. It is about what have you done for me as a voter lately. So the whole reason you have Judge Amir Ali, a Canadian-American who literally just got in there December 2024 because Republican senators foobarred it. How angry should you be over that? I mean, I believe in calling out the left, but sometimes the left isn't the issue. Sometimes it's your own side that gets in the way. We got a lot more on the way. We got headlines coming up as we move our partners that help bring you the program. We got Kel-Tec. It's the PR57, which I cannot wait to get this. I've not fired it, but I have held it. I've held it and I've taken it apart and all that fun stuff. But it's the PR57. It's a 5.7, and it's the lightest 5.7 that's on the market. And in fact, it's 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7, low recoil, built to perform, and the MSRP is only $399. And I think this is the first one that rolled off their Wyoming expansion facility. Everything is made in Florida, but now they got the Wyoming facility as well. And it's just a unique, it's awesome, really innovative. Rotary barrel makes it super light. The unique top loading design replaces the traditional mag with a stripper clip. I know, it's slimmer carry profile, 20+1 capacity. It's the PR57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7 at Kel-Tec, KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
A mental patient has escaped from a New York hospital and cops have been warning the locals, quote, do not approach him. Don't approach him. No, it's not. I mean, I was going to make a joke about it being some kind of Democrat. I mean, who knows? But I can't tell in the CCTV surveillance footage. Is that like a straitjacket or a puffer jacket? I can't tell. But he was like running down the hallway. They caught him. His name's Christopher Morgan. He fled the Garnet Medical Center in Middletown. According to New York State Police, he sprinted down the hallway during his escape. Yeah, he looks like he's got crazy eyes. He was seen wearing a long white jacket, and they were been telling all the locals, stay away. You got to call State Police Middletown. He's got crazy eyes, totally. So just, you know, FYI. Also, South Carolina plans to carry out a firing squad execution. They say, is it safe for witnesses? Are you a moron? Of course, don't walk down range, you absolute jackwagons. That's so stupid. Is it safe for witnesses? You're not going to be right there by the gun watching. Hey, shut up. So they said they're going to execute. This is pretty boss, dude. South Carolina is going to execute a baddie by a firing squad. And that's, isn't that today? Yeah. And people are questioning whether this indoor setup is safe. And for the prisoner and the these people know nothing about guns. It is kind of interesting that it's indoor, but it's like an indoor range, you know. I'm just saying, you know. I would say take it outside and we'll put some Tannerite in there. You know, just for fun. We have a lot more on the way. Finishing out this third hour, stick with us. Super Beats. I talk about this product. It's a Texas-based product. They support your views and they help bring you great programming. And also, they help bring you great products too. This is the only beet brand that I trust, the only beet brand that I will ever use. And the hard chews, obviously, I've talked to you about those, but the new product that they have is Super Barine. Now, the Super Barine is a plant-based supplement. It's made with an ingredient that helps to support your metabolism and also helps to support your blood sugar levels. And it's three times more effective than just your diet and exercise alone. It's clinically researched. What they found when they were clinically studying this berberine that they use, is that it's shown to have a nearly 10 times higher absorption rate than standard berberine. It's used by doctors and, again, from the makers of the Super Beats Heart Chews. And it's all at Sam's Club. So you can go to your nearest Sam's Club. You can save on Super Beats Heart Chews and the new Super Barine from Human. You'll love the way it makes you feel.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this: everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of this third hour here on Friday. And of course, you can listen every state in the union terrestrially, hundreds of different markets. And of course, we've got Channel 347, DirecTV, X, and Rumble as well. We have been talking about a little bit about BlackRock throughout this week. We had Carol Roth on yesterday. We were talking about it because of the changeup. Now, BlackRock is taking over the two of the biggest ports in the Panama Canal that are kind of like bookending. You know, you have Balboa, you have Crystal Ball, and they're taking over these two ports, which were owned by CK Hutchinson Holdings. That's based in Hong Kong. Of course, that's a CCP entity after everything that's happened there. And a lot of us are kind of scratching our heads going, wait a minute, is it better that BlackRock is taking over these ports? Is it? Then there was this piece, and the timing, I'm always suspicious. I thought the timing was suspect. This came out March 2nd. And it said, headline, BlackRock's woke era is over. Subhead, asset manager has exited climate groups and eliminated diversity targets as it tries to end ESG controversy. And I thought, that seems like somebody's trying to clean up something so that this, with what's happening in Panama, goes down a little bit easier. I wasn't the only one who thought that. In fact, I retweeted Will Hild, who's the executive director of Consumers First, who had a big thread about this. And he said exactly what I was thinking, that don't believe this article. Will joins us now via Skype. Will, so good to see you. I'm so glad that you said this, because I felt like I had a tinfoil hat on, and it just felt like they're just trying to clear stuff up for BlackRock here. What was your response when you saw that story?
You're 100% correct to be suspicious, Dana, and thank you so much for retweeting me, because I was trying to sound the alarm to people. You know, us conservatives can sometimes be very cheap dates. You know, people can hate on us and attack our values and our way of life for years and years and years. And in the second, like, for example, Governor Newsom goes on a podcast and agrees with one small portion of our agenda. And, oh, great. Like, welcome to the team.
Yeah.
And that's really what BlackRock is trying to do right now. Even during the first Trump administration, no one was pushing back harder on Wall Street against conservatives than Larry Fink and his firm BlackRock. They were pushing harmful net zero targets across all of corporate America. They were pushing race and sex-based quotas into boards and hiring and promotion. And so we really should be very weary, as you rightly point out that you were. They are absolutely trying to cozy up to us, but we should not take their initial word. We need to see changes in actions. And while I'm obviously glad I support the president's agenda of making sure that Monroe Doctrine is intact here and we have control of this hemisphere, the fact that BlackRock was so quick to jump to try and complete that for the president should be viewed very suspiciously, especially, as you noted, on the heels of this Wall Street Journal article that basically is just a corporate press release. If you read that article, they don't quote a single person except for the head of a far-left activist pressure group called Ceres, of which BlackRock is still a member. They have not reportedly dropped out of that far-left climate activist group. So we should be reading this very suspiciously. You're right to look at it that way.
That's a very good point that they're still even part of that group. So I guess they're not too dedicated maybe to extricating themselves from that whole ideology. We're talking to Will Hild via Skype. And what of the companies that they invest in and help grow? I mean, I'm sure a lot of those companies are still operating according to those ESG and DEI standards.
That's exactly right. And even if BlackRock ended all of what they call their corporate engagement, that's the mechanism by which they push this far left agenda. Even if they ended that today, it is a little bit like you've had a factory dumping toxic waste into a river. You could shut down the factory, but downstream, you now have a pond that's completely contaminated with toxic waste. That is a little bit what like corporate America is now, that you've had over a decade of BlackRock pushing this far left agenda, because you have ESG metrics built into the compensation schema for hundreds, if not thousands, of major U.S. corporations. And this was adopted at the behest of BlackRock and other woke asset managers like Vanguard and State Street and these pressure groups that they were part of, like the Net Zero Asset Managers and Ceres and the UN Principles for Responsible Investing, that BlackRock was a signatory to all of these. So even if they shut down all their operations, they have a responsibility, I should say, to clean up the damage that they have done to corporate America. There's a investor named Jesse Felder, also on Twitter, and he had a statistic, and I don't know where he got the data, but this was his information. He's a hedge fund manager. He said that when he looked at it, 90% of oil companies, both majors and juniors, people doing, finding new oil and developing those fields, have ESG metrics built into their short and long-term compensation schema, which means that they are being punished for doing the very thing they're supposed to be doing, investing in oil, gas discovery and recovery. So we have a long road to go. We're probably only in the fifth inning of this fight. And we certainly shouldn't take BlackRock's word for it when they say, oh, you got us, it's over, please just go home. We will know we've won when all the damage that BlackRock has done has been removed from corporate America.
Well, that's just it, because so much of the damage is already done. So it costs nothing for people to go, oh, yeah, we're done with this now, because they already got in deep enough where they were able to affect some kind of detrimental change that they wanted to. And isn't it true, like in some of these instances, well, they're just like renaming it. They're just renaming certain things. It's still DEI and ESG, but they're just calling it something different.
Yeah, we're seeing, especially you're seeing this in the DEI space. You're seeing some companies are just dropping the E because that kind of requires the most violations of U.S. labor law. So it's becoming the DI department. Other companies are changing it to the Department of Belonging, which is just sort of an Orwellian euphemism for race and sex-based discrimination in hiring and promotion. But that's all DEI ever was. So renaming it Belonging doesn't change anything. And there's also a question of even the stuff where they say we're just trying to make an inclusive work environment. That can go so far that it basically creates a hostile work environment for other groups. So when you push the LGBTQ agenda, for example, so far in people's faces, in your workers' faces every day, How is that not a hostile workplace environment for believing Christians
right.
who don't share that position? That doesn't mean that you can't, you have to discriminate for one group or the other, but they should both feel okay having their own opinions right. inside the workplace. And you've seen a lot of companies, for example, like what happened with Target, you know, how could a believing Christian feel comfortable working in one of those workplaces? So even the Department of Belonging, even if they just stick to the quote unquote inclusion, which is where you see a lot of these internal cultural left-wing moves, even that, I don't think, is fair to the American worker.
And it's weird to me. We're talking with Will Held, Executive Director of Consumers Research. It's just it's weird to me that to watch a lot of people cheer, you know, particularly the move from CK Hutchinson Holdings to BlackRock, because that to me, that's a pretty powerful acquisition. I mean, you're talking about two of the biggest ports that bookend that waterway. And, you know, we were flirting with having all of corporate America take part in, I guess, the Americanized version of the Chinese, you know, behavioral score, which is what ESG and DEI all is. So, I mean, naturally, then you think, well, if that's still pretty much incorporated through a lot of corporate America and even really to an extent in BlackRock, how does that factor into, I mean, I think it's not beyond the realm of, you know, realism to say, is that going to factor into what we're dealing with at in the Panama Canal and the fees that are being levied and what happens if people wanted to really like weaponize DEI and ESG? Because it has happened, you know, at that level. I don't know. I just feel I have a lot of questions and I feel very uncomfortable about them being there.
No, you're 100% right to have these concerns and these suspicions. Our first campaign, we've run about $5 million of ads educating the public about the damage that BlackRock has done to their way of life. And our first campaign was actually BlackRock Loves China. And it talks about all of the foreign entanglements that BlackRock has over there, all the quid pro quo that they seem to be engaging in as they push a destructive agenda on the U.S. economy, doing things that they would never do to the Chinese economy. China's building 100 coal plants a year in China. They're building gas pipelines. BlackRock's helping to finance some of this stuff at one point. So, and I guarantee when they walk into the boardrooms of the Chinese companies that they're invested in, they do not tell them that they do not have enough blacks or women or gay people on their boards. They are very, they only push that kind of nonsense, that kind of race baiting and race and sex based quotas here in the United States. So it does raise the question, has China really lost control
right.
of this port? If they've got their hooks in BlackRock, then maybe this is just a cover for them to still have a lot of control. And I will even go one step further. There's an interview of Larry that I'm sure he wishes he could make disappear, where this was back in like 2012, 2013. And he's talking about BlackRock and he says, you know, in America, BlackRock is an American firm. In Mexico, it's a Mexican firm. In Italy, it's an Italian firm. We serve our clients wherever they are. Now, I understand to some extent, I get that. When he's talking to an Italian investor, he needs to be coming out from their perspective. But it does raise the question, in China, is BlackRock a Chinese firm? Should we really be thinking about this canal being having been reacquired by an American firm if they don't really see themselves that way?
Yeah.
And Larry's own words would suggest that he doesn't really see BlackRock as at core, a purely American firm. So I think it raises some significant questions that you're right to raise.
And that kind of goes into that. I mean, that really validates this whole story. You know, the Congressional Select Committee that was investigating BlackRock because they were concerned that American savings were being unknowingly invested in a lot of these Chinese companies, these CCP companies that were blacklisted by our government for NatSec reasons and human rights abuses. And I don't even know if we have a full understanding of even whether or not that's still occurring. I mean, now it's probably, I mean, now with this, I think I think that was completely accurate to say, is it still, China still running this? I mean, is it though? Is it really entirely different with BlackRock? And then it makes me think, well, how bad was it down there that we have to have BlackRock come in? And, you know, that was Rubio's first trip was going down there. It just makes me a little nervous. Will Held, you guys have done such a great job watching all of this. I would love to have you back because we're going to keep an eye on this. I feel like we absolutely have to as good Americans. So I appreciate all the work you've done with Consumers Research. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
So one of my favorite things to do is sometimes I'll see the drive-by comments on things and people are like, you know, there's like a big CI facility at Langley. Yes, I do, Scuttlebutt. I do know that. All right, Lunchbox, I got you. I know that there's a headquarters there. We're talking about maybe this isn't a headquarters. Maybe it's like, I don't know. I had said that questionably legal. I can't remember how I worded it. Because if Congress authorizes it, and that's how you would get around the statutes of not having like a CIA black site on U.S. soil, that's, you know, then that's how you get around it. But I just think it's weird that the first response from the left is like to protect the government. Like, what the hell is wrong with you people? You got turned inside and out. You would have literally been telling on Washington and going and snitching to General Howe in New York during the days of the revolution. That was you. You'd have been snitches. Snitches get stitches. I'm just saying. Who said that? Not me. It's just weird to see people who are like, but the government says. And here's the other thing that we were just talking about. So we were talking about like the gummy thing and the difference between just like the CBD oil and the THC stuff, the chemical compound or whatever. I sound like a fruitcake talking about this because I know a little bit more about this than football, and that's about it. I'm trying not to sound like Joe Biden talking about guns. So we were saying, well, you know, because Kane was like, well, you should take one day and do radio. I'm like, I could not going to do that.
Yeah, that would be like if you took it at the end of the second hour and then the third hour was you just experiencing the gummy.
And like, I was like, I don't want to trip my beans off. I'm not. And then you were laughing at me
because it's not, you wouldn't trip.
I know. I'm just saying I don't have an interest in it.
All right.
But and then I go, well, I don't do drugs. And then you're like, well, it's not. You know what I just realized? I mean, I'm still not going to do it, but. The difference between what we view as, ooh, good drug or, ooh, bad drug is right. Literally the D.A.R.E. program.
It is.
D.A.R.E. to keep kids off drugs. I told Kane, I had a basketball. I won a basketball from the D.A.R.E. program. We had, like, whole assemblies, and then they brought in their drug-sniffing dogs, and I don't know, were they sniffing us out as an elementary school? I have no idea. I was just like, ooh, pets. You know, I was just thinking about that. I'm like, that was from that program. That's a no drug, then it's an okay, you know what I mean? Things like, interesting. I'm just processing
all of
this.
So many more side effects with pharmaceutical drugs that we consider to be just safe, like even like Tylenol.
But I think if people want to consume that, and especially if it's like, you know, I mean, as long as you're not like running a car into my house and you're taking my guns away and taxing me, I just don't care. I just don't. It's not a. I'm not opposed to it.
That's the beauty of freedom.
Yeah.
And exercising.
I don't like the stinky stuff.
That
though.
Doesn't affect
like the
other
boomer
people.
Hippies that smoked all of the marijuana in the world in front of us when I was a teenager at a Willie Nelson concert. I kept thinking, are we going to get arrested because we're sitting behind them smelling of it? Oh my gosh, this is crazy. I'm like, are they going to get arrested? These old people, because they were in their 70s. It was the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. Like. The first people I ever saw do drugs were old people, like my grandparents' age.
Not all old people are innocent.
Oh, I knew that was going to come in. You've got to stop hating on the old people.
It's not
poor,
hate.
Poor old people.
We're just recognizing the reality of society.
I don't know. But they were real nice. And then one of them was like, can we get you a beer? And I'm like, I'm 17. I really don't think that that's appropriate. And you don't understand Nana. Nana's kind of, so no, not going to happen. Anyway, just very interesting things to kind of keep an eye on. But, you know, I also think too, if people are worried about their states flipping, conservatives need to stop feeling comfortable with outsourcing their civic responsibilities to the government. You actually are going to have to go out there and door knock and canvass and change hearts and minds in some fashion, in some way. You can't just go, well, let's let the government regulate it. That's where I actually am very against that. I don't like excessive government regulation, and I don't like the government weighing in places where they shouldn't. And I am very sensitive to that stuff just because it's my Tea Party DNA. I can't help it. I'm just, you know, I don't even like following directions. Like the moment I see the tag that says do not cut, I'm like, cut. I don't know. All right. Today in stupidity came.
All right. It is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also known as AOC or, you know, dummy. Here's what she says about taxes and how they're
so bad.
If you have a tax cut, somehow it's a cost. She couldn't be more wrong. Listen to this.
And I want you to understand, I want everyone to understand that tax cuts cost money.
No.
We have to pay for them.
No, you don't.
So every dollar that you
they
spend
don't cost. That's our money, you little commie.
To pay for some rich person's G-Wagon, and it's also going to cut.
How dare you keep more of your own money to buy things that you would like? That's our money. Maybe, I don't know, stop spending, because it's government spending that costs,
yes,
not people who keep more of their own money. You don't have a right to it, you bartending Marxist.
So
good
stupid.
Night. I can't with these people. The economic illiteracy, we're choking to death on it. Folks, that does it for us this week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Make sure you go sign up at Substack, Chapter and Verse, YouTube, Facebook, like, and subscribe. I'll be back with you Monday.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show, or as a regular fill-in for about 8 years. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle.
Dan Bongino was a conservative when he was in the Secret Service. He has a very serious attachment to the Constitution. But it is unprecedented that you would take a media personality and put them into a position of authority in the White House.
Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real. Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.